Right, hi. Hey, hi, Kelvin. So we just heard Kelvin play a really nice live set in Curiosity.
Thank you.
What do you think of Curiosity?
This is like literally the first actual coffee shop we've been at. We've been around for the whole week, but they're all kind of like bars slash...
Right, okay.
But this is like an actual coffee shop. Oh. I didn't know these things existed. This is like the description of what England is.
Yeah. So how is the coffee house tour going?
Good. Really good. It's good fun. It's like, you know, two or three times a day you get to turn up to a place, interrupt some people, having nice tea and just, make a lot of noise.
Yeah?
So, yeah, I can't complain.
Yeah? Is it tiring? I know that you do more than one show.
Sure.
Normally.
It's No, not really, because I've quite cunningly written very easy songs.
Okay.
Everything I do is pretty simple. I think if I was like Bruno Mars and I was having to do that nonsense like two or three times a day, I'd be dead.
Mm.
But my stuff is all very much things you can sing like as soon as you wake up, you know?
Okay.
But yeah.
Right. This is my first interview, by the way.
So is it really?
Bear with me.
Good so far. You could have fooled me.
So I really like your lyric video to Closer.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
So how did that come
about?
You've
done your research.
Yes.
Nice.
And do you still have the guitar?
They haven't given me the guitar.
Basically,
For anyone who doesn't know, I did a lyric video for this song and it had like, what was it, just writing on the guitar?
Yeah.
Where the lyrics basically were written on the guitar, like graffiti's everywhere.
Mm.
And I didn't do it because I'm not talented enough to do that. And then I was like, can I have the guitar? And they were like, no, you got to give it to like fans. And I was like, I want it. But I want it. So we're going to do like a fan competition and I'm going to enter. I'm definitely going to enter that competition.
Yeah, it was a really cool guitar.
Thanks.
In your set, you played a couple of covers. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
The Weeknd.
Yeah, I did The Weeknd.
I also heard you in your sound check playing a bit of John Mayer.
Oh, yeah. So you know John Mayer?
Yes.
Nobody does.
Really?
Not here. Not in England.
Anyway, yeah. So, talk about your influences, maybe.
I mean, John Mayer is a huge influence of mine, actually.
Mm.
There's four main influences. There's John Mayer.
Okay.
Obviously, it's not really obvious. Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You can't really see it.
No.
But it's like, if you are, you know, my age and you weren't influenced by Michael Jackson, then you weren't listening, you know?
Mm.
Then the less obvious ones, I love Oasis. I love Noel Gallagher.
Yeah.
I think his whole thing about writing songs for the sake of connecting with someone, you know?
Mm.
It wasn't about impressing. It wasn't, this is how good I am at the guitar, you know? It was just, this is how I feel. Let me connect with you, you know?
Yeah.
So Noel Gallagher, and then the last one is a dude called B.B. King.
Okay.
He's this blues musician that no one's really heard of, but when I first heard him play guitar, I didn't need to hear him sing. It was like, it made sense completely, you know? So yeah, so those four are my main influences,
okay,
for sure.
Yeah. What's the your favourite gig that you've ever done? Ever?
My favourite gig that I've ever done ever in my life, ever? Jeez. Okay, we got right for it. It was this one. This was the best
really?
One.
No.
Okay,
no,
we can't. Let's be serious. My favorite. Okay, I know what it was, actually. It was only like a month ago, right?
Mm.
I got to do a show, my own headline show in Germany. And this was my first time, you know, like headlining and stuff. And we expected like 20 or 30 people at the show because we were like, who knows who I am in Germany, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was sold out. We got like 150 people turned up there, and it was all like, you know, really excited kids and stuff, or people my age. And that was quite a moment for me. You know, that was like a big step.
Yeah.
Big step. So yeah, that's really great. Probably it.
Yeah.
But this is a close second. There was a close
okay,
second.
Okay, glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Last month, you tweeted this.
Oh gosh, where's this going?
If I ever win a Grammy, my first thank you will be to my neighbours. For tolerating my lack of respect for any semblance of a noise curfew.
Ah, yeah, that's a mouthful, that sentence. I was feeling very, I had my thesaurus right next to me when I was writing that. Semblance of any, yeah.
So is practicing late at night something that you do
It's
often?
Unfortunately, yeah. It's, I don't know about you, but like when I'm kind of most in touch with myself, I'll just get away with that sentence, connected with myself when I feel like I'm completely alone in the world.
Mm.
Like when you're going for a walk or late at night, like my parents go to sleep and my brother goes to sleep at like midnight, and then it's like the house is mine and it's just no one is around.
Mm.
That's when I write songs, and unfortunately that's when I make a lot of noise.
so you don't wake up your parents? Or?
My parents, I think they've just like developed an immunity to it.
Okay.
Like just to my noise, to the noise that I make, everything. So even on stage when they come to watch, they barely hear it anyway. but yeah. I mean, they deal with it as well, but they're supposed to. They love me.
Mm.
My neighbors, not so much. Can't pick that up on radio.
What is happening with your album Stop the Moment? Because I saw that it's only available in a few
like
countries.
Germany, Switzerland, and Austria right now.
Yeah,
we just go where we're loved. Yeah.
So you're not loved enough here?
Right, no, screw the rest of the world. Germany, Switzerland, Austria. No, it's we're starting in GSA, as it's called, Germany, Switzerland, and Austria, with the idea, kind of the plan, to hopefully build up a story over there in Europe.
Okay.
And then come over to England, because English people are difficult to impress.
Really?
If you come and just be like, this is me, this is my album, they're like, well, who are you?
Aww.
You know, so if we can build up a story in Europe. But, you know, early next year, like January, you know, I'll be doing a lot more stuff here, and the album should come out like March or April here.
That's great.
So should be soon.
And where can people download your music from?
I saw that one of your singles is
on iTunes.
It is. That's Call You Home. Yeah. That's kind of available for everyone to take to buy, not to take. if you want to do it illegally, just get in touch with me. I've got some sites, but don't tell the
label. Where can people just listen to your
music?
Just
listen to my stuff. Spotify, YouTube is probably the best collection.
Okay.
It's all very old stuff. It's stuff that I did 2 years ago, but the album's coming out in like 2 or 3 months, so it's like a little, you know, then wait a little longer and there's going to be
you just got to wait.
Ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Ton of stuff, I promise.
Okay, yeah. That's great. Yeah, thank you.
This was your first interview?
Yes, it was.
How do you feel?
Fine.
It wasn't difficult,
it wasn't
right?
That scary.
I should have been super awkward with you. I should have just given you like one word answers. Like, yeah, what?
Oh, no.
Why are you asking me questions?
I'm glad you didn't.
why do you want to know? That'd be so fun. I'm done with this. No more interviews.